from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the WEEI studios, 93.7 WEEI FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston, and Odyssey Sports Station. You're listening to Gresh and Fourier on WEEI.
Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app.
And take Boston Sports Original
everywhere you go.
.11:04. We need a hero. A hero with big, deep pockets.
That's right. A hero
with a big money sign on their chest.
Money just falling right out of their hind end. That's right. We need a hero. And might that hero, Fourier, as Wick Grosbeck and the Grosbeck family have announced that they're selling their majority portion of the Celtics. Could our hero be right under our nose in Steve Pagliuca? A couple of things to remember about Pagliuca, and I think this is a very important one to remember as we go into this. He's already in the building. He's already there. So it's automatically going to give Steve Pagliuca and whomever he partners with to come up with the capital to buy, well, I guess I would say the rest of the Celtics. He's already there. He knows what the books are. And that might be the indicator, Christian, of when Wick Grosbeck said a couple weeks ago, you know, yeah, we're losing money, but our currency is in parades. It feels a little hollow now.
It's like you're taking a victory lap.
Yeah, considering you put the for sale sign up, da-da-da. But this is the statement that was put out by Steve Pagliuca. You know, grateful for the relationship, da-da-da, growth in the community, yada, yada. Here's the money part of this. Being a co-investor and managing partner of the Celtics has been a great honor and a labor of love. I hope to be part of the Celtics moving forward and will be a proud participant in the bidding process. That sounds like a guy who wants to bust a move on the shares that Wick and Irving have. And this is amazing to me. So people might wonder, how much money is Steve Pagliuca either worth or tied into? Folks, it's a lot. There, at one point in time, Steve Pagliuca almost bought what is now the Brooklyn Nets. He also, in 2022, was in the bidding for Chelsea, the soccer team, Chelsea FC. It sold at over $3 billion, but that failed bid at Chelsea led Steve Pagliuca to buy the Atalanta team. When we talked with Pags, they just won the championship in Serie A, right? Now, that was about a half a billion dollar transaction, apparently, when it was all said and done. There's some differing numbers out there. But this is Steve Pagliuca talking to some soccer dork overseas. I don't know who it is. I just found the audio. And this is Pags talking about the whole Chelsea FC run that they made and the bid they put in on that.
And we thought we had a great chance to win because the original RFP came out to say that they're only going to have a few groups and they want a great steward and they don't want any debt on the business, zero debt, which is that's a high hurdle because you're talking about purchase prices of 2 to 3 billion pounds with no debt. And we had a group that came up with that money and what was a very rich price. And unfortunately, at the last minute, they went away from that model. And they allowed debt to go in the business, and they asked for a much higher price than what we were talking about, so we had to drop out. And could be a very good investment, but the way we do business is we want to prepare for the worst and hope for the best. And we thought there'd be a big investment into the stadium. There need to be a big investment into improvement of the facilities. We wanted to invest in players, and we just determined that at the price that it was at, it was going to be hard to make the kinds of investments that we wanted to do. That was our strategy.
They were going to put in a bid where they had cash and there was no debt. That's real dough. Now, the business model, as you heard Pagliuca, changed, and there were different... The guy who ended up with Chelsea is... it was a consortium of investors led by Dodgers part owner Todd Boehly, B-O-E-H-L-Y. I hope I got the pronunciation right. And private equity giant Clear Lake Capital are the ones that own Chelsea FC. This guy put up enough money to bid on a big-time soccer team, no debt. If the number, and by the way, 2 to 3 billion pounds is like $3 to $4 billion of U.S. money. This guy's got the dough. This guy's got the connections. This guy's got the people. What is interesting, though, was on the back end of that from Pagliuca, where he talked about needing to improve the facilities, needing to... Now, I don't know if Pags would look at the valuation with them playing at TD Garden and say, yeah, that works for me because he's already under the hood. His money would have gone into, in part, in the Auerbach Center anyway. So if this guy can almost get Chelsea FC at multi-billions of dollars with no debt, Steve Pagliuca is perfectly leveraged to take this franchise over. And I guess the question is that what we should be rooting for?
The quick answer is yes, absolutely. And there's an obvious sign. I hope to be part of the Celtics moving forward and will be a proud participant in the bidding process that has been announced today.
That's which was the yesterday. Money. Yep.
A happy participant. I can't wait to be the commanding, the controlling owner of this team. I'm the new Wick. I feel like it's perfect. It is 1,000% perfect. He is. It's funny, even when you watch the trophy presentation.
Yep.
We were kind of giggling because like Wick is like, it's mine. Mm-hmm. And like I saw Pags kind of like trying to get in there a little bit, trying to hold it, and then he just kind of took it and said, I'm the controlling owner. This is my trophy. I'm the face of this franchise. And Pags never really, and I don't think he this is necessarily his reasoning behind it, but he doesn't get as much attention or the credit as Wick does because Wick is the face of the Celtics, even though Pags
he's a controlling owner.
Plays an important role and is always front and center. And of all the other managing partners, all the people who have skin in the game, you only see two of the guys. You only see Wick and you see Pags.
Mm-hmm.
And I would assume, based on the 21 years of experience these guys have been working together, you know that they have had off-topic discussions about, hey, let me just throw a scenario out there and just, you know, digest it. Don't say anything. Just let me just, what if I'd said I was going to do this?
Yeah.
Would you have interest? Possibly, if I kind of sort of was thinking about this. And this probably happened last year.
Well, here's the other thing that I think might fly over some people's heads is even if Pags is bidding on other sort of teams, other organizations, even if it's in another sport, Wick's got to be aware of that. Like, they are business partners with the Boston Celtics. So you would think that if there was another franchise that was going to be bought or something like that, like, if I'm Pags and I'm going to go buy that Atlanta, does he run it by Wick and be like, do you want a piece of this? Do you want in? Hey, I'm looking to do this. They've at least got to communicate with each other on a financial level, considering they're in business together. So it can't be like, it's not like Wick is like, wow, Pags came up with $3 billion to try to buy Chelsea, and they called him up and was like, wow, where'd you get that? They all kind of get it. They all know the room they're working in. So Daddy Seuss in the Twitch chat, why go public if an insider is going to buy it? What I think you don't want is there just being an announcement of Wick and Irving have sold to so-and-so, and it just kind of catches everybody off guard. You know what I mean? Then I'm sure that Wick and Irving Grossbeck are going to listen because maybe somebody does it. Maybe there is another Microsofter out there who's bored and says, yeah, I'll give you $5 billion for just your piece because I got money and I want to spend it.
So here's my other question before we get to the other calls is it must be profitable if Pagliuca is happily ready to kind of get into the bidding process. He obviously knows the books more than anyone. And anyone who buys it is going to get the books. He's going to get the financials.
Right.
Could probably do a full audit on everything, whatever. But he knows because if you look at the amount of money and that the Celtics are giving out and the tax payment, the luxury tax payment that they're going to have to pay out of their own pocket in order to sign these guys for long term. Right, so close to almost like $500 million that they're going to be paying in luxury tax at the end of the 25-26 season. He must still know, even with that, even with the fact that they don't own the stadium, they don't have anything to do with concessions, they're just merely going to be banking on the fact that there's new TV money. There's going to be a couple new franchises that are coming out. There's probably going to have two new NBA franchises, and then each franchisee is going to have to pay like $1 billion to $2 billion just for the right to own a team. Not to purchase the team, just the purchasing rights. So all that money is going to be going into new ownership. So now maybe it's a wash at the end of the day. Maybe it's like if you calc it out, it's like, well, I paid him $300 this. Okay, well, I break even, but I own the Celtics. And then after this one rush of spending, it's going to calm down.
You hit something that is the real growth for the money in the future of the NBA, and that is the expansion fees.
Yeah.
Because it'll end up being $2 to $3 billion per team. And if the NBA over the next X amount of years gets aggressive and say they add two teams, but say they get crazy and go to four, now you just start doing the math and you're like, holy crap, that's just a lot of money flowing in over the next 10 years or so on top of what will be $7 billion annually in television money. And oh, by the way, you end up having part of a local regional sports network that some ownership will come with that because we know the Celtics have a piece. So if the Grossbecks have the controlling interest of the Celtics, I'm assuming whatever piece of NBC Sports Boston that they own, that would end up transferring as well. So you're really then also tied into a regional network, which some business people are like, I don't know about that, unless you're Nesson and you own the team that you put on there, and then you're literally just printing money over money. Carl, Sorja, and Tom, do not go anywhere. We're talking to you next at 617-779-7937. Is Pags the guy we want? He almost had the Nets. He bought a soccer team in Serie A and almost bought Chelsea, for God's sakes. Is that the guy we need to take over? Here's Billy Landy, ready to trend.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Tell your smart speaker to play 93.7 WEEI. Gresh and Fourier on WEEI.
Rolling along here as we head towards the 4th of July. No foyer tomorrow.
Anyway, aren't you impressed with how focused I am today, too, by the way?
Yeah, we've had a real tough one talking about the Celtics today.
Oh, lucky me.
Man, oh, man.
A lot of help from the fans, too, chiming in. No anger. No discontent.
No.
No panic either. I'm amazed. Everybody's like fine with it.
Well, I know there was a little bit of anger this morning on the Greg Hill show from some people who were, you know, hot and bothered and upset. Like, I'm sure they're out there. I'm sure they would love to kvetch and moan, but man, oh man, you gotta dig deep. You really gotta dig deep to kind of get on Wick Grospeck for the decisions that they made.
No, he played this perfectly.
And if Jason Tatum wasn't signed, that would be the number one topic by far. Oh, my God, there's an ownership change. What's JT going to do? That's why that nugget of info and getting that out there was so important yesterday. I don't know how this is going to go. Sorgia in Mansfield talking about Wick maybe selling the team. Hello, Sorgia. Are you okay?
Gresh for you. How you guys doing?
What's up?
We're good. How more worried about you?
I'm doing as good as I can. Like, that's the thing. Like, I did listen to the Greg Hill show this morning. You know, you can't be mad at Wick. You know what I mean? Like, he gave me two championships in the prime of my life. Like, how can I get mad at this guy, right? The only thing that's really scaring me now is I keep hearing the John Henry this, John Henry that, and I just don't want that man within a 1,000-foot pole of this team. You know what I mean? Like, I understand as Boston's fans, we have unreal expectations, but at the end of the day, we know we can't win every year, right? But you look at the investment that the Celtics have made and for the 4 to 5 years coming, like, not a lot of teams are going to do this. Not a lot of teams are going to go into that second apron of the luxury tax. I think we will be fine, and I love Pags. You guys were talking to mention about it before the break. It's funny, Gresh, because I was listening to, like, the podcast show like over the weekend. I feel like you kind of predicted this because on Thursday or Friday, you were definitely talking about this and this came up. But yeah, I mean, Wick, you got to give it up to him. And, you know, as long as everyone's extended, we have like a 4 to 5 year window. We do what we can. Maybe we build the next Patriots dynasty and go from there. Love you, boys.
All right, Sorgia. Thank you, buddy. Yeah, Sorgia, taking it okay. And a lot of what he says is right, just in terms of if we look at how our owners are supposed to operate, you know, how are they supposed to do things? What should they be invested in? Wick Grosbeck and the Celtics did about everything we could ask them to do. And even if the Celtics had come up short against Dallas, we would have all been devastated. But it would have been a couple of NBA finals under his stewardship with one championship. I mean, again, you gotta really pick some nits to sort of quibble with Wick and family doing this. Tom in Boston, Gresham Fourier. What up, Tom?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, Tommy. What do you have?
Hey, I love the show. I just want to talk about Wick. A few things. You know, first off, I can't hate on a guy that got us 2 championships. At the end of the day, we got to just say thank you, no matter what. But I will say, you know, over the last 20 years, he was constantly saying, hey, I'll pay the luxury tax. I just don't want to pay the luxury tax for a non-championship team, you know. And as soon as we get the championship team and it's time to pay the luxury tax, then he's out of town. So in that regard, just for that alone, I do feel like we got a little bit of a rug. But there's a bright side, which, yeah, we are second apron, but the NBA salary cap's about to go up next year. So how much is it going to go up? Like, are our contracts even going to be expensive next year relative to how much the cap's going to be? So, you know, I think that's something people should look at, you know, just keeping to account that, you know, the sooner you pay, the less you pay. So, you know, that's just something I think we should think about.
No, Tom, that's a fair point on the whole, the sooner you pay, the less you pay. That is something I do subscribe to. Salary cap for the 24-25 season is set at $140 million. Now, where it goes from there, there will be an infusion of capital. Fourier, did I roll this out to you when we were talking about this pre-show? I found a graph. This is amazing. The NHL salary cap was 10% higher than the NBA's for the 2014-2015 season.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't go over this with you. It's wild. So in 2014. Basically, the NBA cap was just north of $60 million, and the NHL was maybe around $68 million, right around there. I don't have the exact numbers, but I'm looking at this graph because since that 2014-2015 season, the NHL salary cap has grown by 28%. So it's gone to about $88 million now from around $62 million. The NBA's has gone up 123%, Fourier. 123%. So the NHL has gone up 28, and the NBA is like almost 4.5 times that. It just goes to show how the money has gotten crazy. And maybe, just maybe, when Wick Grosbeck said some of those things, the economic outlook of the NBA was a little different than what it is taking shape to be right now with a big TV deal and all that kind of stuff. But isn't that wild? The NHL salary cap in basically a 10-year period has grown 28%. The NBA's has grown 120%.
Well, it's crazy because when I think of hockey, I think of when I think of some of these deals for some of hockey's best players during free agency, you know, $7 million a year, and the term is long. Like, it's 7-year deals, $7 million, $8 million.
Dollars. Yeah.
So you sit there and go, wow, man. I mean, that's a long-ass contract, and it really, an NBA version of that contract would be 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Would be 4 years, 5 years, and it would be a player option if he wants to get out of it.
Well, look at Drew Holiday. I think his was it 4 years for $130 million or something like that, or $135 on the extension, whatever it turned out to be. That's a little bit to what you're kind of talking
yeah.
about. But the max deals in the NHL are dwarfed by, I mean, Jesus, Jason Tatum is going to make $70 million in a year at the end of his run.
Okay, so LeBron James opts out of his contract.
Yep.
And he does it like, and he just sits back and he waits and he lets everybody sign. He looks at Jason Tatum. He looks at all these other guys signing these massive deals, right? The Lakers aren't going anywhere without LeBron James. Without him, they're the most irrelevant
Correct.
Team in the NBA, even though they're the franchise that they are. At 40 years old, by the time he's 43, he will make his, when he turns 43, he will make $70 million. The Lakers will give him some sort of max deal where
wow.
he can make 60 to 65 to $70 million. And he's going to be in his early 40s, Gresh.
Yeah, I mean, Kevin Durant is turning, what is it, 36 or 37 or whatever, big dollars. Look at Chris Paul. Golden State releases
Amazing.
Chris Paul.
I know.
Because of 30 mil for a guy who's, what, pushing 40 or something like that.
It is.
And Chris Paul, a guy that signed for $11 million with the Spurs, would be the tied for the ninth highest contract in hockey.
Wow.
That's my point. It's like,
and Chris Paul's a bum.
Absolutely.
It's a bum
now. Pastrnak is the sixth highest paid player for total contract at $90 million.
And Jesus. He is the best. Sorry, he's a top five player in the league.
Yep.
Young, exciting. Just talented.
Meanwhile, Donovan Mitchell just got 3 years and $150 million.
Right. Just wish I would have learned to.
That would be $40 million more than Shea Weber, the highest contract in hockey. And he's 36.
Jesus.
He signed that contract 12 years ago.
Oh, my God. That was in the silly season of NHL.
Yep.
That was like we mentioned Rick DiPietro the other day, the 15-year deal. So a 12-year deal would have been in the nutty part of the NHL kind of losing their mind a little bit when it came to those kinds of contracts. But that's really what we're talking about here. I do think, like, you know, the whole profitability thing, there is a part of me that does wonder, like, if you're making a buck, you're still making money, but it's only a buck. To a business person, it'd be like, that is no return. You know what I mean? Like, I do wonder what is the happy medium? Like, the TV money is going to come in. We know that the Celtics have part ownership in a regional sports network. We know that the CBA is locked in. So there are some cost certainties. But, boy, oh, boy. I don't know how in the world you pay what is, in essence, a couple years down the road, a $350, $400 million payroll
so
still make money.
So I would say, wouldn't
and
you
that's
say,
with the tax
wouldn't you say
on.
So baseball had its crazy time, right? There's been somewhat of a reset with baseball contracts.
Oh, yeah.
There was a nutty era with baseball contracts.
The late Larry Lucchino tried to do it on his own with John Lester.
Okay, so. And I didn't think it would ever happen, but they have kind of realized, like, we can't give 15-year contracts to everybody.
Correct.
All right? So can we all just, you know, have some – be rational for a moment? The reset for this, because I'm with you, they cannot pay a basketball player $100 million for 1 year. And assuming that they may not even play all the games.
Right.
And you may be on a crappy team. So you're – what owner is going to be that desperate, dumb, and douchey to do that? Well, somehow all the owners are going to get together and be like, we need to stop this collectively.
Mm-hmm.
We need to put some laws in, some rules in. I don't care if they go on strike. I don't care. They run the league. We can't pay this much money. We're not making any money. Because I would say the number one priority would be to make money.
Well, I would say that some of the teams at the top, Golden State, now Boston, I would wonder about Denver as well. They're paying a pretty penny for their roster now and things like that. You know, I forget investments like the Auerbach Center, right? Like we know that here because it was, wow, they went over there. They did this thing with New Balance. They put in this nice practice. Well, that costs money. Somebody paid for that. It was an owner that paid for that. We don't even think about those kind of things in other markets. Like, I don't know, the Orlando Magic's facility could be trash. Could be what they built when they first started, like the early 90s. We'd have no idea. That owner would, that's a sunken cost for an owner. You know, you're doing it because it's a part of the kind of keeping up with the Joneses, yeah, so to speak, in the arms race of facilities in college and pro sports.
Which normally shouldn't matter to a pro.
Agreed. It should be the money that matters.
I'm paying you. Right. I don't, what do you care if I have a nice facility? I just hired you to play basketball. I'll give you, and I mean, not that it matters now because, you know, even like the practice facility that they used to have, the mm-hmm. Celtics have. I remember, I forgot what city it was in.
They were in Waltham.
In Waltham. I mean, that was connected to this other big gym and this whole physical therapy department.
Well, it was connected to a college, basically.
Yeah, it's got three or four full court basketball courts with the one big one in the middle, you know, and like that was all they had. I mean, I've seen this. The Arbuckle Center is pretty
it's
nice.
Dope. It's so nice.
So nice. The locker rooms, everything is nice. And quite frankly, you should pretty much have that in a pro facility.
You would think so.
You should have a new hot tub. You shouldn't have the above-ground hot tub, you know, with some guys throwing chlorine in there it doesn't bubble up and get all brown.
Are you besmirching a hot tub, for crying out loud?
I love a hot tub, but if I'm in the pros, like when I was in the pros, when I first got in, they had like nothing was in ground, right?
It was the metal ones you jumped in. It was like
that's what we would call a cold tub.
That's the Whirlpool.
The old hot tubs.
Ones
you see at people's homes.
Got it.
Above ground, brown, like, you know, paneling on the side. And it was so nasty that the bubbles, like, would have this brown film on it. Like, the bubbles when you get in the tub, they would bubble up if it was dirty, if it wasn't kept. And then you have to spray this stuff into the hot tub to get rid of all the bubbles. And then all the dirt and grime that was on the bubbles was now on the edges around the hot tub.
That's disgusting.
It's just beyond disgusting. Guys would get in there naked.
In the words of Jerry Seinfeld, it's a human bacteria
disgusting.
Frap. Oh, God.
It's so disgusting.
Yeah, I can't.
You have to shower and just like de-louse yourself. Like, what you got out?
Yeah, it's, and you're right. Like, at the pro level, you would think that would be kind of standard operating procedure. But again, look at the Patriot players going to the Wambulance on the freaking NFLPA survey.
That's college's fault, too, by the way.
Oh, it is. But you know what? It's no different than in college basketball. Like, you would, to your point, you would think that if you're a free agent in the NBA, it's really about the money. You know, do you care about the arena? Do you care about the facility? You care about the money and the taxes first and foremost. Then you kind of go from there usually. At least that's the way I'd think about it. But to your point, Christian, now it's so warped. Like AAU kids will walk into a gym and be like, this is just a gym. They'd be like, yeah, how about you go run your ass outside, you spoiled bees. I mean, that's just the way it is. In part, it's our fault, too.
Our fault?
Oh, yeah.
How are we including?
Well, because
how are we part of the blame
because
game?
Because we as a parenting society have to conform to some of this, but like, God forbid you tell little Timmy or little Janie, oh, how about you go play in the backyard? Backyard? Where's my basketball court? It's the same thing. You know, it's schools. My school doesn't have this or it doesn't have that or whatever. Well, guess what? You'll survive because you don't get everything you want in life. But instead of us looking at kids and saying that, it's, well, let's bend over backwards and see if, you know, we can push Andy Hart to spending $1 million on a playground. Let's go to Carl in Westfield. Carl, good morning.
Good morning. And I have to apologize for the first time in 20 years on the radio to Gresh. Gresh has been around since before Running Water. And to call him a sidekick to Fourier, who was in diapers and not even born, I'm a politician. I screw it up once in a while. But listen, you guys
Fourier's older than me, dog.
Backpedal. I'm older than Gresh, one. So I was in diapers for a different reason, like recently.
because I'm lazy. Yeah. I don't want to go take time to go to the bathroom.
Oh, I just figured you were into that.
Yeah. No, I could be convinced if you, you know, make a good enough claim.
A giant baby?
Yeah, fine. Baby whatever. Huey? That's sure. I'll try it. What's your yeah. main point, Carl?
Yeah, Carl, what do you got on Wick?
It's all about the Benjamins, and what you're bringing up is extremely insightful because you're showing the actions we don't see behind the scenes. And I can guarantee you this, the $500 million, $500 million, that's estate planning. You don't pay, if it's your estate and you have to sell this, you do it now, like you said, before you lose $500 million. And the other thing is there's something called a boondoggle deal where like they went crazy when Jerry Jones wouldn't allow the state to get involved in building a stadium because he did it right with his family and used his own money. So I heard them screaming they need a place to put a soccer team, and they don't want to pay rent to the garden anymore. So there's something going on we're not aware of yet that's going to build maybe a stadium, and God forbid them if they touch the garden. And this is the other big factor, you guys. When the first time ever WWE went to Netflix and the billions and billions were seen, it's because the worldwide revenue streams, which is now the new trend, it's going to make TV look like an 8-track player or a cassette. It's not happening. The future is the world, the expanded market, and the revenue is why these new numbers are popping up. So I got a chance to save $500 million. Imagine turning $350 million into a $4 or $5 billion. These guys are hitting it right on the mark, and that's what economic timing is.
Hey, you know what, Carl? I know there's some people on Ian Brockton who are like, oh, bang away on this guy. And Carl, makes sense.
I just thought, because I know we've been poo-pooing the whole idea.
Poo-poo
and diapers. I feel like I'm just keeping with the theme.
Platter.
If the Lakers can leave the Forum and move into the Staples Center, why can't the Boston Celtics leave the Garden to a brand new facility? If the Lakers can leave the Great Western Forum, an unbelievable facility, tons of memories, right in the middle of Inglewood, right by my grandmother's house.
Oh, dear Lord.
It was. Why can't the Celtics leave the Garden? Why would it be unthinkable for the Celtics to leave the Garden? Other teams have done it. Golden State did it.
Okay.
I'm just going to put it out there.
I know you're the idea guy.
I was just thinking.
I don't want to blow this up on you, but where in Boston would you put an arena? Because in L.A.
Not my problem.
Oh, there you go. Because in L.A., they had one facility, or that Staples Center was a part of a build-out of a bigger area.
Restaurants, so, a whole, like, Patriot Place.
There you go. So I was going to say, so it'd be like the equivalent of putting an arena at Patriot Place. Do we dare even think of that?
There's space.
We will get to the lunchtime parlay next.
Now, more Gresh and Fourier
on WEEI and streaming everywhere on the Odyssey app.
I'm surprised Fourier hasn't rolled out. Can we bet on PAGS getting the Celtics? Where can I bet on that?
You don't think there's an option for that now? Somebody's off some
Where?
Offshore place.
Oh, some offshore? Yeah, I like my money legal. I don't want to deal with money laundering or wire fraud or anything like that. You know, these offshores, they're illegal because we here in the United States.
If you have all these other prop bets for all the other silly things, especially just for the Super Bowl, is it out of line to kind of think that maybe some gambling institution has an option for who the next, and I don't even know how you would label it, but, you know, majority owner of the Celtics would be?
Yeah, I don't think the U.S. betting market would necessarily allow that because there'd be too much potential inside information that could be given out, or you would cap it at like $1,000 bet or something. All of the wackiness is all offshore. They can take, you know, political campaigns, all that kind of stuff. They're unregulated. That's the regulated versus the unregulated market. Like when people talk about, oh my God, the gambling apps will cause people to have gambling problems. Well, they're betting real money because hey, I'm uneducated, and I'm telling you I know nothing about gambling by saying this, because the people that get into real trouble are those who bet on Hawk. Those are the people who get their legs broken or beat up or get into trouble.
If you really want to make a silly bet, you can find somebody to take that bet.
Yeah, you can. Yeah. Good luck doing business with that person. Yeah. But
Where's eBay's guy?
My regulated markets are good. Who was that, Nick?
Where's eBay's guy?
Oh, there you go. That's what we need.
I heard that you could pretty much get anything you want in Quincy.
Oh, really?
Anything you want.
I know there are loud people on the trains in Quincy. Yeah. We know that.
I heard you can get anything you want. You just get, depending on what train stop you're getting off, you can get it in Quincy.
Including, apparently, weaponry and things of that. I don't know. Just things that we overhear on the train. Then maybe Billy Lanier records and are really funny. Oh, we didn't say that out loud. Time for lunchtime parlay. It's presented by FanDuel, America's number one sports book, and the official sports book of WEEI. 2-2 yesterday. Foyer had the Mets on the money line. Billy had the Astros on the run line. They came through. Nick had the Brewers on the money line. And C.J. Abrams, how about this? He only gets one freaking hit, but he had two walks, scored two runs, only got one total base. God dang it. How is that fair? Anyway, let's get back up on the horse. I'm going to go real easy. Red Sox in Miami, taking low-hanging fruit. The Marlins are not good. The Red Sox are better than they've showed. Sox have a good pitcher on the mound. Give me the Sox -170 on the money line against Miami. Billy Lanier, good morning to you, Fred.
What's going on?
How goes it?
What's going on, right?
How's Bubba?
Bubba's doing well. Still recovering from the potty. We're all bouncing back.
I can. It's gonna be a long weekend for Mom and Dad, huh? You need a little downtime to catch up.
It's more so. Yeah, it's just organizing the chaos of the explosion that went off in our apartment of, you know, bags and presents and gifts and swapping out old toys for new toys. And yeah, it's a good time.
Yeah, there you go. Well, you're a parent. I hear with the little kids, that's how it goes. I have no idea.
Right. So we got right now the Rays in Kansas City. I'm going to go with Zach Littell in Tampa Bay to cover the 1.5 against the Royals in KC.
All right. Chicken Nick, what do you have? No hockey tonight.
No hockey, unfortunately. If I could bet on free agency, I probably would.
I may start an app for that.
Fourier's
If I had an app for that.
Man who can't download app starts one. Film at 11.
So, Stephen Kwan, he is hitting close to 400 this year on a little bit of a slump lately, hitting 200 in the last week, but the Guardians are playing the White Sox. So, give me Stephen Kwan to have over a hit and a half tonight against the White Sox.
And finally, app builder, Christian Fourier.
Okay, I'm going to go Cutter Crawford over 5.5 strikeouts. He's pretty good on the road. Got a 2.88 ERA on the road. And I'm just looking at his numbers lately. Other than the last game against the Blue Jays, the dude's 5-plus strikeouts every single time. But you'd be hard-pressed to find a game where he has had less than 5 strikeouts. Actually, there you go. You have to go back to May 24th against the Brewers when he only had 4. So I'm going to go over.
Wow.
Ended on an upcut there.
I like to keep you guessing.
Yeah, I know you do.
You're not really sure. That's what we do.
Time where he
that's
picked
what
the Lakers, but didn't pick the Lakers, and then he wouldn't tell us who he picked.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
It was the Lakers, then not the Lakers, then the Lakers again. Cutter Crawford over 5.5 strikeouts. Stephen Kwan over 1.5 hits against the White Sox. Rays on the run line covering the 1.5. Red Sox on the money line against the Miami Marlins. Folks, your $10 will win you $163.04. Go get you some. We'll get that out on social media. Gresh Fourier, WEEI on Twitter or X. Instagram, Gresh and Fourier. Spell the A-N-D in between our last names. And do not forget, you can go to YouTube for anything that you miss, Gresh and Fourier. All of our segments are up there as well. Billy podcasts them. Download that podcast. But check out the Gresh and Fourier Hawk Tua video. 400,000+
wow.
People have.
How about the Hawk Tua girl back in the action?
Yeah, right? She, what kind of action? What are you talking about here? Hey, you mean like she was on some kind of podcast with someone that just happened to be in the back of a stadium?
Well, when Shaquille O'Neal flies out to Tennessee just to meet this girl.
I wonder why.
She's 23 years old. She's a baby.
Yep, but again,
this is passing. It'll be over before you know it. It's almost already over. Her 5 minutes it's are over. Almost over.
It's over. She's starting her own podcast. It's over.
Oh, I heard an interview where they're like, well, so what are you going to do with all this newfound fame? Start a podcast? Is that the easiest thing to do in the world? Like, do something different. Go on a quest. Go on a walkabout. Start an orphanage.
Find a gold coin.
I think we might need to tease this girl until she decides to break and show off her skills. No one's gonna laugh.
I wasn't sure if I. Thank you, Nick. Louder. Just drown him out.
John Henry or Robert Kraft? Should either one of these gentlemen jump in the bidding for the Celtics? We'll get to it next.
Now, more Gresh and Fourier.
On WEEI and streaming everywhere on the Odyssey app.
I'm surprised Fourier hasn't rolled out Can we bet on Pags getting the Celtics? Where can I bet on that?
You don't think there's an option for that now? Somebody's off some
Where?
Offshore place.
Oh, some offshore? Yeah, I like my money legal. I don't want to deal with money laundering or wire fraud or anything like that. You know, these offshores, they're illegal because we here in the United States.
If you have all these other prop bets for all the other silly things, especially just for the Super Bowl, is it out of line to kind of think that maybe some gambling institution has an option for who the next, and I don't even know how you would label it, but, you know, majority owner of the Celtics would be?
Yeah, I don't think the U.S. betting market would necessarily allow that because there'd be too much potential inside information that could be given out, or you would cap it at like a $1,000 bet or something. All of the wackiness is all offshore. They can take, you know, political campaigns, all that kind of stuff. They're unregulated. That's the regulated versus the unregulated market. Like when people talk about, oh my God, the gambling apps will cause people to have gambling problems. Well, they're betting real money because, hey, I'm uneducated and I'm telling you I know nothing about gambling by saying this. Because the people that get into real trouble are those who bet on Hawk. Those are the people who get their legs broken or beat up or get into trouble.
If you really want to make a silly bet, you can find somebody to take that bet.
Yeah, you can. Yeah. Good luck doing business with that person.
Yeah.
But
yeah, good luck. Know,
where's
good luck.
eBay's guy?
My regulated markets are good. Who was that, Nick?
Where's eBay's guy?
Oh, there you go. That's what we need.
I heard that you could pretty much get anything you want in Quincy.
Oh, really?
Anything you want.
I know there are loud people on the trains in Quincy. Yep. You know that.
I heard you can get anything you want. You just get, depending on what train stop you're getting off, you can get it in Quincy.
Including, apparently, weaponry and things of that. I don't know. Just things that we overhear on the train. Then maybe Billy Lanier records and are really funny. Oh, we didn't say that out loud. Time for lunchtime parlay. It's presented by FanDuel, America's number one sports book, and the official sports book of WEEI. 2-2 yesterday. Fourier had the Mets on the money line. Billy had the Astros on the run line. They came through. Nick had the Brewers on the money line. And C.J. Abrams, how about this? He only gets one freaking hit, but he had two walks, scored two runs, only got one total base. God dang it. How is that fair? Anyway, let's get back up on the horse. I'm going to go real easy. Red Sox in Miami, taking low-hanging fruit. The Marlins are not good. The Red Sox are better than they've showed. Sox have a good pitcher on the mound. Give me the Sox -170 on the money line against Miami. Billy Lanning, good morning to you, Fred.
What's going on?
How goes it? What's
going all right.
How's Bubba?
Bubba's doing well. Still recovering from the potty. We're all bouncing back.
I can. It's gonna be a long weekend for Mom and Dad, huh? You need a little downtime to catch up.
It's more so. Yeah, it's just organizing the chaos of the explosion that went off in our apartment of, you know, bags and presents and gifts and swapping out old toys for new toys. And yeah, it's a good time.
Yeah, there you go. Well, you're a parent. I hear with the little kids, that's how it goes. I have no idea.
Right. So we got right now the Rays in Kansas City. I'm going to go with Zach Littell in Tampa Bay to cover the 1.5 against the Royals in KC.
All right. Chicken Nick, what do you have? No hockey tonight.
No hockey, unfortunately. If I could bet on free agency, I probably would.
I may start an app for that.
Fourier's Boogie.
If
I had an app for that.
Man who can't download app starts one. Film at 11.
So, Stephen Kwan, he is hitting close to 400 this year on a little bit of a slump lately, hitting 200 in the last week, but the Guardians are playing the White Sox. So, give me Stephen Kwan to have over a hit and a half tonight against the White Sox.
And finally, app builder Christian Fourier.
Okay, I'm going to go Cutter Crawford over 5.5 strikeouts. He's pretty good on the road. Got about 2.88 ERA on the road. And I just looking at his numbers lately, other than the last game against the Blue Jays, the dude's 5-plus strikeouts every single time. But you'd be hard-pressed to find a game where he has had less than 5 strikeouts. Actually, there you go. You have to go back to May 24th against the Brewers when he only had 4. So I'm going to go over.
Wow.
Ended on an upcut there.
I like to keep you guessing.
Yeah, I know you do.
You're not really sure. That's what we do.
But didn't pick the Lakers, and then he wouldn't tell us who he picked.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
It was the Lakers, then not the Lakers, then the Lakers again. Cutter Crawford over 5.5 strikeouts. Stephen Kwan over 1.5 hits against the White Sox. Rays on the run line covering the 1.5. Red Sox on the money line against the Miami Marlins. Folks, your $10 will win you $163.04. Go get you some. We'll get that out on social media. Gresh Fourier, W-E-E-I, on Twitter or X. Instagram, Gresh and Fourier. Spell the A-N-D in between our last names. And do not forget, you can go to YouTube for anything that you miss, Gresh and Fourier. All of our segments are up there as well. Billy podcasts them. Download that podcast, but check out the Gresh and Fourier Hawk Tua video. 400,000+
wow.
People have.
How about the Hawk Tua girl back in the action?
Yeah, right? She, what kind of action? What are you talking about here? Hey, you mean like she was on some kind of podcast with someone that just happened to be in the back of a stadium?
Well, when Shaquille O'Neal flies out to Tennessee just to meet this girl.
I wonder why.
She's 23 years old. She's a baby.
Yep, but again,
this is passing. It'll be over before you know it. It's almost already over. Her 5 minutes are almost over.
It's over. She's starting her own podcast. It's over.
Oh, I heard an interview where they're like, "Well, so what are you going to do with all this newfound fame? Start a podcast? Is that the easiest thing to do in the world? Like, do something different. Go on a quest. Go on a walkabout. Start an orphanage.
Find a gold coin.
I think we might need to tease this girl until she decides to break and show off her skills. No one's gonna laugh.
I wasn't sure if I. Thank you, Nick. Louder. Just drown him out.
John Henry or Robert Kraft? Should either one of these gentlemen jump in the bidding for the Celtics? We'll get to it next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.